This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone. And welcome to our special Standing Watch program on Easter. Easter is the most important holy day in the Christian world, and supposedly celebrates the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But let me ask you, what do Easter rabbits and Easter eggs and sunrise worship services and Easter cakes have to do with Jesus Christ? And did you know that Easter was celebrated long before Jesus Christ was ever born? In this program, we want to explore the true origins of Easter. Many know about the origins, but say it doesn't really matter. But does it matter? I have an article here by The Guardian, dated April 3, 2010, which says the following. Easter is a pagan festival. All the fun things about Easter are pagan. Bunnies are a leftover from the pagan festival of Eostre, a great northern goddess whose symbol was a rabbit or a hare. It says exchange of eggs is an ancient custom celebrated by many cultures. Hot cross buns are very ancient too. In the Old Testament, we see the Israelites baking sweet buns for an idol, and religious leaders trying to put a stop to it. But with all that being said, notice the conclusion in this article. We should embrace the pagan symbolism of Easter. Happy Easter, everyone. Now, this conclusion is shared by other Christian organizations, publications, denominations. Just to give you one example, the Grace Communion International Church was at one time known as the Worldwide Church of God. And when it was the Worldwide Church of God, it refused to keep Easter. But no more. After admitting, pretty much, that Easter is a pagan festival, with pagan rites, with pagan customs, with pagan ideas and roots, this is what they say in their article, Should Christians Celebrate Easter? If there were pagan resurrection celebrations to various gods on Sunday, and no doubt they were, it does not matter. Those institutions, if they existed, have been transformed by God for his use. And so the conclusion is, we encourage all those who celebrate Easter to make Christ the center of their celebration. But can Christ become the center of a pagan festival celebration? It doesn't matter to this church. Does it matter to you? Most importantly, does it matter to God? I'd like to review with you now the true origins of Easter in much more detail. The website Ancient Origins published an article on April 20, 2014, titled The Ancient Pagan Origins of Easter. This is what they say. Most historians, including biblical scholars, agree that Easter was originally a pagan festival. According to the New Angus Bible Dictionary, the word Easter is of Saxon origin. Eostra, the goddess of spring, in whose honor sacrifices were offered. Now, this is something extremely important, which we are going to come back to later on. It says, as a bringer of light after a long, dark winter, the goddess was often depicted with the hare, an animal that represents the arrival of spring as well as the fertility of the season. The Encyclopedia Britannica clearly explains the pagan traditions associated with the egg. The egg as a symbol of fertility and of renewed life goes back to the ancient Egyptians and Persians, who had also the custom of coloring and eating eggs during their spring festival. History, the well-known publication History, published an article on its website titled Easter Symbols and Traditions. And this is what they say. The Bible makes no mention of a long-eared, short-tailed creature who delivers decorated eggs to well-behaved children on Easter. Nevertheless, The Easter Bunny has become a prominent symbol of Christianity's most important holiday. The egg, an ancient symbol of new life, has been associated with pagan festivals celebrating spring. The late Professor Samuele Bacciocci was a distinguished scholar, an historian, and a theologian. He was the first non-Catholic graduate from the Pontifical Gregorian University in Rome. He received a gold medal from Pope Paul VI for earning the academic distinction of summa cum laude. In 1995, he published a book titled God's Festivals in Scripture and History. And here is what he said. According to Bede, you spell that B-E-D-E, he lived from about 673 to 735, the father of English history, the word Easter is derived from Eostre, an Anglo-Saxon spring goddess, notice, to whom sacrifices were offered in March. It is probable that Eostra or Ostara is the Anglo-Saxon version of Ishtar, the Sumerian goddess of love and war, who in Canaan evolved into a moon goddess and the wife of Baal. According to Sumerian lore, Ishtar was the wife of the Sumerian god Tammuz. Both are spoken of in the Bible. Tammuz in Ezekiel 8:14, and Ishtar called Ashtoreth or Queen of Heaven in Judges 2:13, Judges 10:6, Jeremiah 44:17, and elsewhere. He goes on to say that pagan influence can also be seen in the replacement of the Passover symbolism of the lamb with that of the Easter hare. The Easter hare was once a bird, with the goddess Eostre changed into a four-footed creature. The hare, or rabbit, became a symbol of fertility. The hare laid eggs, which became the symbol of abundant new life. He also says that the origin of the Easter egg is traced back to the ancient civilizations of Egypt, Babylon, Phoenicia, and Greece, where the universe is said to have been born from a mighty world egg. In Babylonia, eggs were presented again to the goddess of fertility, Astarte, or Eostre. But now, how exactly did the pagan custom of Easter enter Christianity? That's an interesting question. Here is the answer. The Women's Encyclopedia of Myths and Secrets writes, the day of Attis' death, Attis was a pagan god, was called Black Friday. The god died, was buried. He descended into the underworld. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. This was Sunday. The god arose in glory. Christians keep Easter Sunday, derived from the mysteries of Attis. Because, as I will show you, Christ wasn't crucified on a Friday, and he was not resurrected on a Sunday. Michael John, Encyclopedia of Gods, writes this. In Christian times, the Easter festival took over the date of the Attis rites. You see, the early Christians never kept Easter. The Encyclopedia Britannica, Volume 8, wrote in its 11th edition, there is no indication of the observance of the Easter festival in the New Testament or in the writings of the Apostolic Fathers. Arthur Weigel, The Paganism in Our Christianity, wrote this, the policy of the Church is to adopt these old pagan holy days to Christian ideas and not to suppress them. The festivals which we call Christmas and Easter are pagan, not Christian, in origin. Again, the article in The Guardian, dated April 3, 2010, clearly admitted the following. There was violent conflict on Vatican Hill in the early days of Christianity between the Jesus worshippers and pagans who quarreled over whose God was a true one. Eventually, Christianity came to an accommodation with the pagan spring festival. The early church clergy also tried to put a stop to sacred cakes being baked at Easter. In the end, in the face of defiant cake-baking pagan women, they gave up and blessed the cake instead. But you see, during the Reformation, Easter came under attack, even though it was only for a short while. But nevertheless, Professor Bacciocci writes, "The pagan practices and superstitions associated with Easter help us understand why the reformers were generally opposed to the observance of Easter and Christmas. Calvin considered the annual church feast of Easter so paganized that at one point he did not observe it. He viewed their institution as a superstition, because God alone can institute a festival. Luther shared the same view." But again we ask, does it matter? Isn't it all right to keep Easter, with its pagan rites and origins, in honor of the true God and in memory of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ? On December 14, 2009, the website of Amazing Discoveries published an article titled "Paganism at Easter." And this is what they said. "Few people realize that Easter is not the resurrection about Christ. It's nothing about the resurrection of Christ. The only time the word Easter is found in the Bible, in Acts 12 and verse 4, it is thereby mistranslation. The word in the original Greek is Passover. Jesus died at the time of the Passover feast, but the Passover is not Easter, and Jesus did not die at Easter time. Easter is an ancient spring festival, long before the time of Christ. The pagan goddess Ishtar, or sometimes known as Astarte or Ashtaroth, was worshipped in different countries. Our modern practice of sunrise worship originates from the pagan festival honoring Ishtar. The early pagan practices and beliefs about Ishtar and the resurrection prepared the world for the religious apostasy which would occur after the time of Christ. The pagans believed in a god that was resurrected each spring on Easter, a day which was dedicated to Ishtar, the mother goddess. She was also called the Queen of Heaven and supposedly interceded with the gods on behalf of humankind. Easter did not originate for the purpose of celebrating Christ, but rather for the purpose of worshipping the mother goddess Ishtar, because worshippers of Ishtar presented her with two fertility symbols, eggs and rabbits. These became part of the Christian Easter celebration." Again, we ask, does it matter? You see, Easter was a pagan festival in honor of pagan gods, in honor of pagan saviors. But God is our only savior. He's our only God. And he commands us not to have other gods before him or next to him. He also says that he will not give his glory to anyone else. And this is what he tells us, commands us, in the book of Deuteronomy, in chapter 12, verses 30 to 31. "Take heed to yourself that you do not inquire after their gods, saying, 'How did these nations serve their gods? I will also do likewise.' You shall not worship the Lord your God in that way. For every abomination to the Lord which he hates, they have done to their gods." So the command is very clear. Don't try to figure out how the pagans worship their gods. Don't use their customs, their rites, and try to worship the true God in that way. God says, "I will not accept that worship." Easter has really nothing to do with the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You see, Christ didn't die on a Friday. Christ was not resurrected on a Sunday. He said that he would be dead and in the grave for 3 days and three nights, for 72 hours. Read it for yourself in Matthew chapter 12, verses 38 to 40. And he also defines the daylight portion of a day with 12 hours, followed by the night portion of another 12 hours. And you read that in John chapter 11, verses 9 and 10. So Good Friday and Easter Sunday are not derived from the Bible. You cannot place 72 hours in their time span. But you see, they are arriving from pagan gods, the worship of pagan gods like Attis, who was crucified, as we have heard, on Black Friday, and who was resurrected, as we have heard, on Sunday. You see, my friends, the story of Easter is a big lie. It's a big lie. It celebrates Christ's death and resurrection on the wrong dates, and for instance, in this year, in the wrong months. Because while Passover, when Christ was arrested, when he was tried, when he was killed, falls this year in April, Easter falls in March, an entire month too early. Aren't parents lying to their children when they tell their children that a rabbit brought some colored eggs? They may say it's a harmless lie, but you know what? A lie is a lie. And the Bible tells you that every liar, unless the liar repents of his lies, will end up in the lake of fire. Those who practice the lie and those who love it, they will end up in the lake of fire. To God, this is very serious business. So does it matter? Now, the title of this program is The Dark Side of Easter. And so I'd like to take a few moments now to talk to you about the very dark and sinister side of Easter. Professor Bacciocci again pointed out that Martin Bucer, who was a reformer, also opposed the many holy days, including Easter, because they often had pagan origin and appeared to be consecrated to the devil and not to the Lord. Professor Philip Walter wrote in Christianity, The Origins of a Pagan Religion, "The Easter Bunny is a springtime reincarnation of a mystical figure and belongs amongst the host of magical animals that haunted the medieval imagination. Its mystical role is much older than Christian civilization. The Druids of an earlier era also believed in the magical power of the egg. Easter describes the great Celtic myth of passage to the other world." Let's consider how dark Easter celebrations really are. We saw that pagans worship their gods, worship their goddesses on Easter by giving them sacrifices, including colored eggs, sacred Easter cakes. But they didn't really sacrifice to their imagined idols. The Bible tells you whom they sacrificed to. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 19 and 20, "What am I saying then? That an idol is anything? Or what is offered to idols is anything? Rather, that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. And I do not want you to have fellowship with demons." What do you think? Does it matter to God whether you keep Easter? Whether you have fellowship with demons? You decide. To help you in your decision-making process, that you can make a wise and right decision, we have two booklets we'd like to offer to you. Jesus Christ, A Great Mystery. This booklet explains in much detail when Christ was crucified, when he was resurrected, and also a lot more about something which most people don't understand about the true Jesus Christ of the Bible. And then we have another booklet, is that in the Bible, man's holidays and God's holy days. And this booklet has a section on Easter. It's telling you much more about Easter, its origins, and how the Bible looks at it than I had time to do on this program. These two booklets will help you, they're absolutely free of charge, to make a wise decision a decision which is in accordance with God's will, not with the will of those who might be surrounding you. If you want to be a true Christian, you owe it to yourself, you owe it to God, to find out and to live by the truth of the Bible. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.